news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times' Charlie Savage on Friday evening dropped a bombshell of a story. American intelligence officials informed the president that they believe Russia's military intelligence agency, the GRU, has secretly been offering bounties to Taliban or Taliban-linked militants for the killing of American troops in Afghanistan. Trump was reportedly first briefed on the findings in late March, but has not yet acted in response. From CNN.
A European intelligence official is telling me that they are aware that Russian intelligence officials offered cash incentives to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill US or UK troops recently. Now, this European intelligence official is not clear as to the precise motivation behind the Russian intelligence offer, and it's also not clear precisely when this happened, but it is clear in their assessment it did result in coalition casualties. Now, it's not clear if that's deaths or injuries, but it is quite startling to hear this sort of accusation levelled. I should go on to say the European intelligence official says, quote, "This callous approach by the GRU, the Russian military intelligence arm accused of offering these cash incentives, is startling and reprehensible. Their motivation is bewildering."
Trump has denied that he was briefed on U.S. intelligence officials' conclusions that Russia did secretly offer bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. His latest excuse? The intel was deemed not credible. But U.S. intel officials have reportedly been investigating an April 2019 attack on an American convoy that killed three U.S. Marines to determine whether it was connected to these bounties. This story is huge, but with all of the devastating news surrounding us at this very strange moment in history, it remains to be seen if this particular act of what I'd call treason gets the coverage it deserves. On the coronavirus beat, the world has reached two grim milestones, 500,000 people dead. That's 500,000 confirmed deaths and 10 million confirmed cases. Oh, and we hit another high mark for daily new infections. The United States accounts for more than 25% of worldwide cases, and several states, including Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Nevada, and Arizona, either broke or matched their previous records for daily confirmed cases on Saturday, prompting the vice president to call off campaign events in Arizona and Florida. Washington State, meanwhile, paused the fourth and final phase of reopening in several counties after registering a new state record of infections over a seven-day stretch. And as bad as things are here, and they are, the Associated Press is reporting nightmare scenarios in which the coronavirus gains a foothold in poor or war-torn countries. Health workers in Yemen are leaving their posts en masse, and some hospitals are turning away patients struggling to breathe. Cases are soaring in India and Pakistan, where authorities say nationwide lockdowns are no longer possible. South Africa, who has the most advanced health system on its continent, is also under mounting strain. And in Latin America, the pandemic is feeding off of poverty, even in countries that imposed early lockdowns. And yes, the European Union is putting together a list of 15 countries that are not bloc members and whose nationals will be allowed to visit beginning Wednesday. The final list, which may not include Americans, will be announced by Tuesday morning. But back to Florida for a second. In the massive retirement community in the center of the state known as the Villages, a weekend protest got lots of attention after Donald Trump retweeted a video on Sunday that showed one of his supporters shouting, "White power!" at a group of people protesting in support of Black Lives Matter. The White House excuse for that one is that Trump didn't hear it. Right. That very loud, very clear statement happens 8 seconds into the video. Just saying.
Only one thing I did wrong. Stayed in Mississippi a day too long.
Mississippi will retire the last state flag in the United States with the Confederate battle emblem, more than a century after white supremacist legislators adopted the design a generation after the South lost the Civil War. Across racial and party lines, a broad coalition of Mississippi lawmakers voted on Sunday for change as the state faced increasing pressure amid nationwide protests against racial injustice. As of early Monday morning, with only 2 days left in June, there are still 13 cases to be announced by the Supreme Court. We expect those decisions to be announced spread out between Monday and Tuesday mornings. We'll have special editions of What's News to bring you any news as it breaks. Stay tuned. I got the news. And that's just a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.